I was about 12, so I'd gone to Priory Park Girls' School, which was in Old London Road,
mm-hmm.
which had previously been a boys' school where my dad went. It was my headmistress was a Miss Free. The one from St Peter's was Miss Hornblower. The later headmistress, which my sister had, was a Miss Blundell, but a Mrs Blundell. But Miss Hornblower always told me she was related to Captain Hornblower. And
it's
I believed
an unusual
her.
Name,
isn't I mean,
it?
I believed her, of course, headmistresses didn't lie. Exactly. You had an outside loo and everything, you know, poor, you know, little 5-year olds, you've got to go off to the toilet across the. Well, they trusted us to go out of class. Mm. We could have run home.
So the traffic, there was not much traffic in
those
days.
Well, I mean, the toilets were in the same playground. Mm. But, I mean, you could have gone out the end, you could have gone anywhere. Nobody seemed to worry. Yeah. You know, you just, teacher show you the toilet, go. 5-year-olds, I mean, can you imagine it? But, I mean, to me it was a lovely time because everything seemed to be nice. Everybody seemed to be nice to you,
yes.
You know. And we had a teacher at Priory Park that... she actually was our deputy head, and she was Mrs. Thompson. She actually was joint owner of the Green Dragon at London Coney. But because she was a Catholic and we were Church of England school, she was deputy head, but she wasn't allowed to take assembly because she wasn't Church of England. So you had to sit with her if you were late. But I mean, she was marvellous, but we weren't allowed at school to make snowballs.
Mm.
That was common. You had to be very ladylike. We wore velour hats in the winter. We wore gym slips. And we wore navy knickers with pockets in, which you had to do your gym in. Nothing seemed to go wrong. And we also had evacuees in... at school, I had friends like with the name of Bernstein and Hirsch, because a lot of London businesses, handbag businesses and that, bought the big shops in London Road. The tall businesses, and they run handbag companies and that, and they sold. And for some unknown reason, my parents allowed me to go and spend Saturday, so I have a liking for Ryvita and kosher food, to go and be with my friends Judy Hirsch and things like that, who'd come from London.
Gosh.
Because their parents couldn't send them to the Catholic Loretta College.
No.
Because obviously Orthodox Jews and Catholics do not.
No.
But a Church of England school was quite safe, and we often had half day schooling for a while because the evacuees. And so a lot of people were evacuated here during the war.
Gosh.
I think you had to. I remember somebody saying that if you had a normal family and you had a front room,
yes,
or a front bedroom, you had to take in evacuees.
Yes,
so
yes.
You could end up with another couple and a child,
yes,
living in your front room.
Yes.